This is a podcast from Camden Community Radio.
For more information and to volunteer,
email info@ccradio.org.
I'm Susanna Hall.
People may not have heard of permaculture.
Shall I tell you a bit about it?
Why don't you?
So permaculture is essentially a way of designing ecosystems, wildlife friendly, that makes sense in terms of the design that's done. It can be for designing gardens, for designing homes, for designing all aspects of life so that they're sustainable and wildlife friendly and ecological. One of the main things about permaculture is about following nature's patterns and mimicking what we can see happens in nature.
So human beings come along and they build things and they make things and they create things and they interfere with how things go naturally. Mm-hmm. And isn't that grand? Isn't that the way we live?
Well, it isn't actually. As it turns out, indigenous people used to live in a very different way, and for probably hundreds of thousands of years, people lived on this planet really well with nature. And so a lot of what permaculture has taken and learnt from is the way that indigenous people used to live with rather than against nature. Well, permaculture is one response to that problem that we're facing, which is that the way in which we're living really isn't sustainable in terms of the planet continuing as an ecological system, you know, as an ecosystem that is going to survive. There are ways in which you can design the places where we need to live in order to avoid the problems that paving, for example, causes with water runoff, and the water, instead of it running down through the soil and collecting in large amounts and having then to be dealt with through pipes and so on that we've built in order to remove that water. Having plants is crucial. In fact, having trees is really important as well. So having plants at different levels, because they're birds, the birds are dependent on the insects. And without that kind of habitat, you won't have insects and then you won't have birds. And we've already seen that happening. You know, there's been a massive decline, unfortunately, in a lot of the songbirds throughout the whole of Britain. That's really sad, but there are things that we can do. The London Permaculture Festival, for example, is taking place at Cecil Sharp House, where the garden has been transformed over the last 3 years and is a forest garden now, which means that it's been designed to have a structure where there are trees and then there are shrubs and then there are sort of lower herbaceous plants which come back every year.
For people who don't know Cecil Sharp House,
it was built in 1930 or 31, and it's the home of English folk song and dance. So you may have been there.
New for Gloucester Road at the top of Parkway?
Yes, that's right.
Oh, right. Yes. Okay, yes, they do hold. Yes.
Hold Cayleys, have weddings, children's parties, Strictly Come Dancing rehearse there. All sorts of things go on.
So it has a big wall around it. It's a walled garden.
It is, yes.
And what was happening before you came?
Well, the garden was still being cultivated, but one particular area of the garden was not really being managed. And so after the 2013 Permaculture Festival, the coordinator, Kaede Olafimihan, spoke to Cecil Sharp House and said, would you like me to help in the garden? They said, yes, could you please redesign the entrance? And at the time, Cecil Sharp House were needing to hire out the venue for weddings, and it wasn't very wedding-like, to say the least. So Heidi redesigned it, and we had a permablitz in March 2014. Permablitz is about doing a garden makeover in a day, transforming a garden according to a permaculture design. And that's what we did. So we transformed the entrance garden. That was entered for Camden in Bloom Best Business Entrance in 2014 and amazingly enough won it. It was very beautiful. It is very beautiful. It has lots of fruit trees, mainly apple trees at the moment because of their association with folk stories in Britain. Then there are shrubs, green roof, ponds, herb spiral, compost mound,
and
lots
then
of insects.
Turn, then you've, permablitz is one of the things that you're personally involved with. Tell us what permablitz is.
Well, permablitzing is fantastic. It's, as I say, about undertaking a garden makeover in a day, according to a permaculture design. And it's based on the principle of reciprocity. So if you have been to 3 permablitzes, you can have one on your own garden.
When you say been, do you mean worked on?
Worked on, exactly. Okay. So everyone, basically a group of people, rock up at a venue. That could be a house, it could be a community garden.
Yeah.
We've even done one on a narrowboat, and work for the day. There's a big emphasis on skill sharing, learning, and it's learning through doing. It's about learning through doing. So it gives people in London who don't necessarily have a garden, don't necessarily have an access to be able to learn these things, it gives people a chance to learn about how to set up a garden, more about gardening, more about planting, more about plants, and so on. And so,
if someone wanted one done, the thing to do would be get in touch with Permabliss London, join in and help them do at least three gardens, and then they'll get a chance to have theirs done.
Yeah.
How interesting. Well, you know, I've heard the expression used, you can't eat money. But I hear at this festival there's a new kind of money that you can eat. I'm very interested to know about
there
this.
There is, yes. So we have a big stalls market, and with generally over 30 to 40 stalls, we run the stalls market on the basis of a cake currency. To have a stall, you pay two cakes. So you bring along two cakes, and we sell those on our cake stall, tea and cake stall.
Are these big cakes or little cakes?
They're big cakes.
Big cakes.
Okay. Yeah. So you bring two big cakes or a number of smaller cakes. Ah. And we have loads of cake, as you can imagine, as a consequence. And it's brilliant because now we have some vegan cakes, we have gluten-free cakes, we have all kinds of cakes. So, you know, there's a massive selection.
So people could come up there just to buy cake.
Oh, yes, definitely. Definitely. And you could just eat tea and cake all afternoon.
What a lovely thought.
Actually, people bring their friends. A lot of people bring their friends and have a really nice day out because you can sit in the garden, eat your tea and cake, chat, and then, you know, attend some workshops.
And cake currency isn't the only form of currency, because I understand you're paying for the use of the building by the work you do in the garden. Is that correct?
Well, we, after Kaede redesigned and we implemented the entrance garden, he was asked to design other parts of the garden as well. And Cecil Sharphouse was so happy with the changes that have been taking place in the garden and the fact that we've now have a regular group of volunteers who maintain the garden, that they have offered us the venue for free for the London Permaculture Festival, which we're absolutely thrilled about. And we're really pleased because a lot of permaculture is about mimicking nature's patterns. So what you see happening in nature, we want to try and mimic as humans in the way that we live. And nature has a whole pattern of reciprocity. And so that is means that the Permaculture Festival is being organised on the basis more and more of reciprocity.
Reciprocity, is that a new word for the week?
So basically it means that it's about give and take, really. And so plants, for example, give and take. So they will feed by fungi and bacteria and their roots. A lot of the sugars that they produce, they'll feed to them, and they will then in turn feed the plants. People don't realise that, in fact, most plants are dependent on bacteria and fungi who live around their roots. So it's basically give and take. And so we're mimicking that kind of give and take.
So people shouldn't really worry too much about putting down weed killer and washing things away, that all these little funguses and mosses are
If you're using weed killer, unfortunately, that kills the bacteria and fungi, so that will also kill the ability or limit the ability of plants to then take up food through their relationship with bacteria and fungi.
So for people who want to get to a much nicer, better world where we have birds singing and plants and all of those kind of things, permaculture and the Permaculture Festival is a good step along the way to find out little things they could be doing.
Exactly.
I mean, people who don't have a garden, for example, can learn how to use... You're doing something about planting, tips for planting.
Yeah, in containers. So if you haven't got a garden, there are still things that you can grow in containers, even in pots in your house. The thing about it is that because you're growing things that aren't in the soil, this is what Mark Ridsdale-Smith is going to give you if you come along. There are some secret tips about how to maintain the food and environment that the plants need, even if you're growing in containers. Because in soil, you obviously have a relationship with lots of other animals. And
so if there isn't soil in the containers, what's in them?
Well, there'll be compost, but it's contained. And so, you know, for example, after a few years, you'll find that the nutrients in the compost will have been used up by the plants. So then what do you do? How do you deal with that? And what's the best way?
And of course, some of that is ideal for balconies.
Yeah, exactly.
And a lot of people in Camden have balconies.
There's a lot you can grow, basically.
It sounds like fun.
Yeah.
So everybody should get along there on Sunday the 30th at?
The 11 o'clock.
11 o'clock. £6 and £4 entrance, and children under 18, or people under 18, come for free. Presumably the under 18s need to be accompanied by an adult, or?
Not necessarily.
Oh, gosh, now there's a treat. another free thing. Okay.
Camden Community Radio.
For more information and to volunteer, email info@ccradio.org.